Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we go. G-Bag Nation, Sands coming up in 5 minutes. Let's do some C-Note here. Cowboys news of the evening every afternoon at 3:20. What'd you think about what everybody's saying about Jaden Blue, including Shoddy's quote from this morning with Sean and RJ? It's going very well. I liked how he was suggesting that Sean could get Wally pipped there with Bobby and RJ filling in this morning.
He's like, Bobby and RJ sounds like a pretty good name.
Show, huh?
It was great. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. We got Rangers baseball coming up at 6:30. He said that Jaden had a couple of great weeks of practice. In no way, shape, or form is Jaden doing things that would not allow him to be activated. It's been more the fact that we needed the numbers on defense. We were just talking about it at the break, guys. I feel like we all feel or believe that the Cowboys need playmakers on the field more than numbers should be standing in Jadon Blue's way. I just want to see him out in the field and see if he can make pro defenders miss like he did in college.
Yeah. I'm desperate for it. I mean, obviously, we're not privy to the exact circumstances of what's really keeping him off the field. I like the way Shoddy's talking about him right now, but Shoddy's a positive guy, and he's always going to kind of say that about his players. But you would think in a game like this would be a no-brainer, especially the way, like, Steven's talking about Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders running the ball well. And it's like, well, Javonte Williams is a power back. He's grinding it out, but he's not like a big play guy necessarily. I mean, the perfect compliment to him would be a guy like Jaden Blue in a game where you desperately need playmakers with no Lamb. Seems like a no-brainer, again, unless whatever he's doing or not doing off the field that is totally keeping him away, and I get that point, but coach, all things being equal, man, it should be a no-brainer to have a guy that could make a big play for you in a game where you're desperately going to need it.
Yeah. Coaches hate change. They hate change, and it's hard for them to... You know, you can make suggestions as the general manager or player personnel director or whatever you want to do, but coaches hate change. They don't want to, you know, they feel like that, you know, hey, they're, you know, we're not risking our quarterback out there if we put a back that all of a sudden goes the wrong way or something like that. They got a veteran guy. And sometimes it, you know, I mean, I don't know why they put Mozzie Smith in there. I mean, I really don't. I don't know why JT was doing just fine. Couple times they put him in there. Mozzie wasn't terrible, but coaches hate change. And especially if it's one of those things that they feel like they probably can't trust the guy.
Yeah, that's the big word right there, trust.
Yeah, like I get it for the trust standpoint, just to play a veteran guy over younger guys, why'd you draft him?
Well, but that's that, you know, that's what you say. And then all of a sudden you draft him in the fifth round, you know, and then all of a sudden you bring him in and then, you know, there's like, and Glenn Smith talked about it, you know, and that whole thing is like, oh, he's this, that, and the other, lazy. I don't think he's a lazy kid, but maybe there was some truth to that. Maybe there was some truth that he wasn't picking up things very fast.
I think it's very evident that it was true based on where we're at here. And like the fact that he can't get on the field in this game if he's not going to be active, then it exacerbates that theory even more. Like, what is happening that he can't get on the field?
Well, it's being able to probably take stuff from the classroom too, and they worry about putting him out there, and then all of a sudden he busts and Dak gets hit in the back of the head.
Well, I mean, hey, I'm not going to trust him in pass protection. Is there a way to have a back on your roster on game day that
tell a total tell to the defense? But yeah, I mean
he's a very situational kind of dude, I would imagine.
Well, he plays special teams too.
Yeah, he does. And honestly, he should return for you over Miles Sanders. You know, and
yeah,
I get
great
it.
Point.
They're talking about, hey, the numbers game, but I would put Blue back there before I'd put Tolbert or Sanders. Like, he's a guy that at least has the playmaking ability and speed and acceleration to take that to the house other than Turpin.
There's a lot of rookies that aren't ready, and I think for whatever reason, and it's hard to tell exactly what that is, but I'm with Brian that I'm interested in what else Glenn Stretch Smith had heard or knows, and if that storyline continues to play out, and maybe it's a great opportunity to try to get the guy into your program as a rookie while you have other veterans that can do the job, and hopefully when you need him, he's more ready as a result. But Pittsburgh's going through the same thing with a player we talked about in Caleb Johnson out of Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, they're keeping him on the bench where less talented veterans are getting all the snaps. Brian Schottenheimer, presser today, interrupted by one Roger Staubach.
It's a pretty good guy to interrupt one.
Absolutely. Anytime, Rog.
Witten's not making the rounds, but Rog is, and Shotty said, oh my goodness gracious. I will stop what I'm doing for this. Roger says this is my favorite coach. And he said I can still throw and I'm such a Cowboy fan. Coach, I'm for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think Staubach appreciates, you know, maybe the lineage there with Shotty, but I think he also likes his attitude and stuff. And he said, I still love the Cowboys. It's amazing how when I sit down and watch the Cowboys game, I feel like I'm out there right now. We're okay, but we're gonna get better. And Shotty said, no doubt, that is the plan. It is pretty interesting if you see Staubach throwing like at a tailgate or something. Like, I don't know, what is he, 84, 85?
He's an older gentleman, yeah.
He's up there, but I mean, he's just built so damn sturdy. He can still sling that thing half decent.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's just,
I think if you had an over 80 league, he'd be your first pick.
Yeah. Yeah. He could absolutely. I mean, why not for the Olympic team? At least give him a chance to try out
for the flag team. Make a place for Roger the Dodger.
Come on now.
He's still mobile.
Yeah.
If you're Dak Prescott here, how much do you trust that George Pickens is going to be there for you? How much?
A couple weeks.
I mean, the drop. You know, if I'm feeling pressure, I'm probably going to Jake Ferguson. He's not running routes, as Brian has told us. Like, you're back to pass. You sense pressure. You're not looking for where Pickens is. That's a waste of a half second. He might be dorking off if he's not the primary option.
This will be the first week, though, where he'll be the lead dog in the sled. Last week, Lamb got hurt 6 plays going in. So now he's knowing that, like, okay, I'm going to have to be this guy. And, you know, it happened early enough last week, but this guy doesn't move. I mean, when you say that in a way of like he doesn't motion and they don't do things with him that way, the guy that has a chance to have a really kind of a good day is Turpin. Because
Shotty was talking Turpin up big time.
Because the way he does move, the way he does motion, the way you can get him into spots. I wish Pickens had that, but you know, you run like 150 something routes and I think he's moved like 6-7 times.
Turpin's been awesome. That catch down the sidelines, that was so tough and so skilled. And Jared Sandler, not joining us now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. But I have been, I guess, having to eat crow over what Turpin is capable of doing downfield. And, you know, maybe Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore need to a little bit as well, because what he has been able to do is exciting. And I still do think this team really needs to find a legitimate third wide receiver, and maybe a second after this year with George Pickens, as Sands joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. Hey, buddy, how's Cleveland? Are they all fired up with what's been happening the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, they should be a pretty good atmosphere. You know, they got the Guardians, the WNBA is coming to Cleveland. The Browns just had a big win. Lots of great things going on in Cleveland. And this music is insanely loud. I hope you guys can hear me.
Yeah, you're cutting through pretty good there on the horn. We got you loud and clear now. Is if Bochy is gone, is it a slam dunk that Shoemaker takes over?
I guess if he wants the job, if Bruce Bochy doesn't want the job, and Skip Schumacher does, then I would think that he would definitely be the heavy favorite. I don't know if that's the case or not, but Skip's been around for a year and, he's had an opportunity to kind of, see what this is about. And then he also, because he left kind of on his own terms, with Miami, there are a lot of people who love him. There are going to be potentially some other openings, but I would think that, his son's playing baseball at TCU. I think there'd be a lot of reasons why he'd like this job for personal reasons, but also I think for baseball reasons, it's super appealing. And I would say that if Bruce Bochy decided that he didn't want the job, then Skip would, like I said, be the Vegas favorite. But I don't know where Bochy stands, and I think there's a good chance that he might be back.
Jared, what do you know about what Shoemaker's role has been over the last year?
Yeah, he's been around in an advisory role. I think, listen, to his credit, he understands that there are a lot of people who think he's the next guy. And I think that, he's trying to be respectful of the fact that, it would almost be like, whoever wins the fan phenom, Eric, is like, that's the guy who's going to replace Eric Chiafalo, and he's just lingering around. You're like, why is this guy always around? Like, if he's going to replace me, right? So I think with Skip, I think, he's been around a little bit. I think a lot of, what he's done has been more in the shadows or behind the scenes as opposed to being around regularly, because I just think, out of respect for Bochy, he understands that, it just doesn't make sense to be there every day. And he could be. No one would say not to be. But I think he just wants to give space, understanding what the stigma is about his presence and his role. But I think he has been a trusted voice on a lot of decisions or just given perspective. He did a heck of a job with Miami. And I think a lot of people around the league believe he's going to be a heck of a manager wherever he ends up next.
Jared, I don't want to put you in a weird spot with this, but do the Rangers need kind of a shakeup in terms of personality or leadership within the clubhouse based on just some of the stuff that's come out over the last couple of weeks? And we go back to Kevin Pillar's comments. I mean, I don't know what's been confirmed, what hasn't been confirmed, but you're around this team every day.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this. The World Series team had guys like Austin Hedges and Will Smith and Travis Jankowski and Brad Miller who played roles that were unquantifiably important. And, you've already heard this Cleveland Guardians team talk about the importance of Austin Hedges and, how he's really helped them in this turnaround. And I don't know, shakeup or if you want to call it something else, but I think that, you got guys who are super talented, but the room matters. And, having a room that's connected, is definitely important, or having some of those guys that can provide that guidance. Now, I know that there have been some comments made, and I would just say that, it seems like right now you got comments made by guys who are frustrated that they were on a team that didn't achieve at the level that they expected to, right? And I think that, we always hear that winning cures everything, and, well, right now the Rangers aren't winning. They had said this losing streak, they're not going to make the playoffs. I think there's some frustration. But I do think that, there are all sorts of things you got to factor in when you build a roster. And the personality piece of it and the leadership piece is definitely a part of it.
Jared Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Hell of a job with everything you did this year, man. Congrats on everything with the TV side as well. We just want to thank you for your insights. And suppose we'll be seeing you real soon there at Swinging for a Cause and all that.
Yeah, sounds good, fellas. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.